On the morning we launched our kayaks from the boat ramp, it was sunny with a few fat white clouds drifting across a blue sky. We glided out of the mouth of the river, slipping past stalks of cattails and muddy little peninsulas, and into a bay off the Florida Panhandle. We pushed off into the bay against a dogged headwind, gliding past wooden oyster boats bobbing at anchor. Each boat's two-man crew was collecting oysters the same way their grandfathers did. One man stood at the gunwale, with long tongs clawing up mouthfuls of bay mud. He then dumped his haul in front of a culler, who sifted through the debris for the delicious mollusks. On many of the boats, the culler sat under an umbrella for shade. From there we paddled for 3 hours to St. George Island, where we hugged the shore, thick with spindly slash pines and gnarled coastal live oaks. There were no fishermen, no boats, and no one combing the bone-white beaches. Herons stalked the shoreline, freezing in mid-step to cock their heads and stare at us. The scenery was so devoid of humanity that we could have been native Indians push-poling cypress dugouts 200 years ago. My shoulders, meanwhile, were beginning to feel the burn of paddling for several hours against the wind. When the shoreline of the 28-mile-long St. George Island came into view, I picked out a slash of white beach and made a sprint with the last of my energy, hoping to reach our campsite before sundown. We found a spot just as dusk was descending, pulling the kayaks onto a sandy spit amid sea oats and sawgrass. We staked our tents and began stoking a fire to make our evening meal. Then we relaxed as stars crowded out the night sky.